conversation between Mr. McGraw and Mr. Kluge.
Turkish.
Sale making.
You see that old lamp there?
I do indeed. Looks a right old timer, that.
Well, that's the first hanging lamp that there was ever in a workshop in Port St. Mary.
And has it hung here all its time?
It's been up in this loft all this time.
It belonged to your father before you?
Oh, before I was born. And I'm 72 gone.
Well, you're doing fine. And when was it that your father would start here with this lamp?
Well, he started in this loft in 1858.
And he's...
Whether he had the lamp at that time, I don't know, but that's what I heard him saying. It's the first hanging lamp that there was ever in the workshop in Port St. Mary. But I think they must have had lamps for sticking on the wall.
Oil lamps, you mean?
Oil lamps.
I see.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen any of those about? Do you remember them yourself?
Oh, yes. The fishing boats used to have them.
I see.
Just for putting on a nail on the bulkhead and saving the cabin.
Oh, yes, I know the style. Well, that's very interesting. So that fellow's been here about as long as this place has been a sail loft.
No doubt.
And there'll be a lot of people working hard here as well as your father. How many did he have in here?
Well, I've seen 18 at a time when I was a little nipper, going to school. That's in the busy time, like in the winter time and the springtime.
I see. In the summer they were doing something else.
Oh, yes, but not so busy. I was getting ready for the fishing boats for the fishing season.
And did the sailmakers go on the boats themselves?
Some of them went.
I see.
Latterly, when work got slack, you know. Just for the season. And some of them went away deep water sailing, you know, sailmakers and ships.
You did that yourself, didn't you?
Well, not sailmaking in the ships.
No, that's right.
Well, I went for years in the schooners.
And you were a mate on one of the schooners, weren't you?
I've been cook and A.B. and mate and master in them.
Well, you couldn't be much more than that.
No.
Which schooner were you master of?
Margaret Garten.
Sailing from?
All around the coast. See the schooner rigged in. Tops were in the gallon yard. Latterly she was turned into a fore and aft rig.
And when would you be sailing on her?
When's your schooner rigged?
What year would that be about?
Oh, it'd be about the year 1910 and 1911 and 1912.
Well, then you were sailmaking in this room for many years on end, too.
Oh, yes.
And there'd be lots of...
I served my time up here. Then I went to sea when I'd be just about 17. And back and forward, coming sometimes in the winter time when they were extra busy. And then off again to sea for another spell. I liked the sea.
You must have liked it well.
Oh, I... Then when my father died in 1901, November 1901, myself and my brother took it on for about 8 or 9 years. Well, say 7 or 8 years. But the trade was going down every year then. The boats was getting old, some of them sold. fishing boats was getting done up. Then we had to chuck it, and it's all gone now, not in only some little yacht sails.
Were you ever sailing with Ned Madrill and Tommy Karen?
No. No.
Ned sailed the schooner from here, didn't he?
Aye, Ned was a little while in the Enigma. Schooner Enigma.
So you kept this place on then after your father died for some years?
And aye.
After that you went to Douglas, was that the way of it?
No. After that I went back to sea again. Hmm. For a good number of years, till about, say, 1926. I give the sea up and I come to the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company as sailmaker for them.
Well, that's when you came to Douglas.
Yes, in 1926.
Well, you put off going February. There for as long as you could, eh?
Aye, well, they wanted me and I come. And I stayed with them for 20 years or a little over, and then I had to give it up.
But you kept this place all the same all those years. You weren't working here, but you kept it.
Oh, no, I didn't keep it all these years.
There
was a sailmaker, the name of Ned Gubbin, who I've known around here.
I knew him. He owned the Progress, didn't he?
Yes, that's the Well, he had this place for a while, but he didn't do nothing in it much. He only had it like as a store. Well, Ned Gubbin served his time up in this room with my father.
Did he really?
Yes.
And now he's gone aloft.
Oh, he's gone aloft as well.
And the Progress with him?
And the Progress with him. He was over, I think about 84 or 85 when he died.
It would be.
He was that fine old chap.
He was a fine old fellow indeed. And there'd be others like him working here too.
Oh, yes.
Busy days.
Yes. Yes.
Who were the ones you remember here, your earliest memories working with your father? Was he there in those days, Ned Chubbin?
No, Ned had just finished before my time. But I remember him working in Douglas, you know, at the town with him. Times, but he was just gone out of here before my memory come in.
Yes. He's just that much older than you.
But there was one old sailmaker here, he was here for a good many winters and spring. In my younger days, the name of Jim Kerman.
Oh, yes.
He was a deep water sailmaker too in the sailing ships in his younger days. And I remember Harry Gawn, Sam Moore, Willie Watterson, Jim Kermit, the man that we spoke of, and two Liverpool sailmakers. Sometimes there'd be three of them here at the one time when I was a young person.
I see. About what year would that be? How old would you be then?
Oh, I'd say about 8 or 9.
Well, apart from the Liverpool fellows, they'd all be men from the port, would they?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
And they would have all learnt the trade of sailmaking.
There was three of them that I mentioned served their time up here too, with
yes,
your father.
Including Kermit.
Oh, well, he didn't serve his time here. I don't know where he served his time. He'd be a man as old as my father.
I see. There'd be some tales going when they were working here.
Oh, there's some great yarns of them.
They'd be free to yarn away to their heart's content.
And all that's done now.
It's all done. But I'm glad you kept the old place on just the
same. Oh, aye.
It's fine to see it so smart and all the tackle there yet.
Oh, aye, there's lots of the old gear here yet.
Now, when your father was working, did he always get his canvas from Douglas, from Moore's?
Not always, because a lot of the fishing boat sails was made of cotton canvas.
I see. And that came from across?
Oh, yes. Moore's didn't make that.
Where did they get that from?
Well, mostly, I've seen them, lots of it coming from Arbroath in the younger days, and lots from Manchester.
Oh, yes. You don't remember any of the old stories they used to tell here, do you, Mr. Krukas?
No, I don't remember many of the stories. I'd want to sit down and think for a bit about the old stories.
I suppose there was a good deal of just gossip of what was going on in the port and roundabout.
Oh, aye. Oh, yes.
But some fellows would be good for a yarn.
Oh, there's lots of them good for yarns, because there was always a lot up at night time, you know. Some of the sailor chaps and fishermen fellows. The laugh would be very near full sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Spending the time, you know. And the others working. They used to work till about 9 and 10 o'clock in the winter time up here.
That's better than Mr. Jochen from Jerby, then.
Oh, aye.
When did they start?
Started at 7.
It's a good day.
And no cups of tea, not till 12 o'clock.
Good gracious.
Late now. Start again at 1 till 6, you know, and then they would have their tea.
Back again in the evening?
Well, when they were... when they'd be extra busy, you see, they'd be back again.
I see, yes.
They knocked off at 6, like in the usual time. The winter and the spring, it was generally 9 and 10 o'clock night before they finished.
Well, that's very interesting. Can you play it back to us? See how it's going?